Morning. I'd like to welcome you all to our service today. I'd like to welcome Milo. This is going to be a real treat for us. Someone has turned in some more money to the church office, in addition, I guess, to what was found last week. Anyway, nice Sabbath day. Looking forward to this service.
Good morning. We have planned a hike for this afternoon, anticipating good weather. We are going to Wolf Creek Falls. And first, when we start, we are going to cross that beautiful arched footbridge and then head for a mile and a quarter.
Good morning. I want to welcome all of you to our service today. And again, welcome to Dwight Morgan and the music department from Milo. The deacons have something to give to our church members. If you'll do that at this time, I'd appreciate that.
We're going to start with our opening song, and it's in your hymn books, number 1, Praise to the Lord.
Will you bow your heads with me in prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you that we could all be here to worship you, and please be with the pastor, and please be with us while we go through the rest of the day. In your name, amen.
Leave it on. But he didn't speak English very well when he got here. And so while he was in school studying, his tutor, his teacher, was a young, attractive teacher, and he became attached to her. And in his effort to learn his new country's language and his affection and appreciation for her teaching ability, he decided to send her a little poem that he wrote. And it went like this. Roses are red, violets are blue. But you, dear teacher, will smell forever. I was hoping you'd take that in the right spirit. You know, there are many ways in which we thank God. God from whom all blessings flow. As humorous as that story is, all these many years later, I'm sure that he looks back upon it, perhaps wishing that he had done a little better. And the teacher, I don't remember her response, probably looks back upon it and chuckles too. God wants us, and he wants us in his presence. And you can put this morning, I got out the mite, the little widow's mite that we picked up when we were in Jerusalem 2 years ago. It's about the size of a button on a man's shirt. She put in two of them. And there are people who put in thousands of dollars. God has given to each enough that if they all put in, the job will get done.
Good morning, children. Today I'm going to be reading you a story called The Wolf and the Sheep. It's one of Aesop's fables. "Why should there always be fear and slaughter between us?" said the wolf to the sheep. "Those evil-disposed dogs have much to answer for. They always bark whenever we approach you and attack us before we have done harm to you. If you would only dismiss them from your heels, there might soon be treaties of peace and reconciliation between us. The sheep, poor, silly little creatures, were easily beguiled and dismissed the dogs, whereupon the wolves destroyed the unguarded flock and at their pleasure." First John 3:7 says, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." So when you feel like maybe you just want to go do something on your own, and you know it's not the smartest thing or the best thing, or maybe not what God wants, just remember that there's a reason he doesn't want you to do it. It's because he loves you and he wants you to be safe. You can go back to your seats now.
Well, all that are able, please kneel for prayer with me. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this Sabbath day that you've given us, that we can come and worship you, that we can associate with like-minded people, leave our worldly troubles behind. Be with this congregation today. Help them gain a blessing from this service. Be with the Milo Academy group that help us that we'll all gain the blessing that they have here for us. Be with those that can't be with us today, those that are sick or in the hospital. Be with those that grieve. Be with my brother Wayne. Watch over his health and others that we know that are suffering illnesses. Be with them and bless them. Watch over us today and in the week that follows. Help us that we can be what you intend us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Scripture reading for today is found in Psalm 89:1. Psalms 89:1, I'll be reading from the New International Version. "I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations."
Thank you. Throughout the ages, battles have been won and lost depending on the measure of faith and obedience that God's children have had, just as in the Battle of Jericho. The same is true for us today as well. The battles that rage in our lives can be won or lost by the same spiritual principles. If we have the faith of a mustard seed, Jesus says that we can say to the mountain, "Move from here," and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for us.
What is faith? Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, 7, or, sorry. What is faith? It is the confident assurance that we hope for what is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see. God gave his approval to people in days of old because of their faith. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. We don't need to be afraid of not having enough faith, because God will provide it. Mark 9, 17 through 27. One of the men in the crowd spoke up and said, "Teacher, I brought my son for you to heal him. He can't speak because he is possessed by an evil spirit that won't let him talk. And whenever this evil spirit seizes him, it throws him violently to the ground and makes him foam at the mouth and grind his teeth and become rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast out the evil spirit, but they couldn't do it. Jesus said to them, 'You faithless people, how long must I be with you until you believe? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me.' So they brought the boy, but when the evil spirit saw Jesus, it threw the child into a violent convulsion, and he fell to the ground, writhing and foaming at the mouth. 'How long has this been happening?' Jesus asked the boy's father. He replied, 'Since he was very small. The evil spirit often makes him fall into the fire or into water, trying to kill him. Have mercy on us and help us. Do something if you can.' 'What do you mean, if I can?' Jesus asked. 'Anything is possible if a person believes.' The father instantly replied, 'I do believe, but help me not to doubt.' When Jesus saw that the crowd of onlookers was growing, he rebuked the evil spirit. Spirit of deafness and muteness, he said, I command you to come out of this child and never enter him again. Then the spirit screamed and threw the boy into another violent convulsion and left him. The boy lay there motionless, and he appeared to be dead. A murmur ran through the crowd. He's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and helped him to his feet, and he stood up. This means I can pray and you can pray. Father, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. All we have to do is ask for the very faith we need, so he will provide that faith. What a concept. God requires faith. He willingly uses us so we can have faith.
God truly loves us with an unconditional love. He's remolding us into his image by applying the things we need of his character into our lives, into our minds, and into our hearts. He helps us to grow every day to be more and more like him.
Thank you.
guess we'll talk in this one. Will you please turn with us in your hymnals to number 304, Faith of Our Fathers.
That started in heaven doesn't have to continue in our hearts and minds today. Christ has already won the invisible battle for you and for me. There is no need to continue in confusion about God's plan for your life. Your purpose has already been set here on earth. Your place has already been prepared in heaven. There's nothing too difficult about God's gift. It is free for the taking. Your part is to willingly open your heart and accept it.
Isaiah 55, 6 and 7 says, "Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Let the people turn from their wicked deeds. Let them banish from their minds the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that they may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will abundantly pardon."
All you have to do is accept God's plan of salvation for you and give yourself to him. So why not now? Why not today? Tomorrow is not promised. Today is your opportunity to stand and be counted as one of his redeemed. Matthew 10, 32 and 33 says, "If anyone acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will openly acknowledge that person before my Father in heaven. But if anyone denies me here on earth, I will deny that person before my Father in heaven. As you listen to this next song, would you please make a decision for Jesus today? If you would, please stand, or if you choose to, join us in the front. The pastor will be waiting to pray with you following the service.
Gift is life-changing. It changes your heart and mind. It changes our thinking from being focused on ourselves to truly caring for others. It takes us from roads of selfishness to paths of service, from clenched fists of greed to open hands of kindness. What we do for our fellow men is what we do for Christ. He gave to save us. We are to give to others. It saves us. It is his theme for mankind. For whatever we have done to the least of these, we have done unto him.
Thank you.
No, the kind of fasting I want calls you to free those who are wrongly imprisoned and stop oppressing those who work for you. Treat them fairly and give them what they earn. I want you to share your food with the hungry and to welcome poor wanderers into your homes. Give clothes to those who need them, and do not hide from relatives who need your help.
Will you please stand with me? As we conclude our time of worship together, may our Heavenly Father bless you with his everlasting love till your heart overflows. May the resurrection power of our Savior Jesus Christ fill you so that you will leave this sanctuary walking in newness of life. And may the Holy Spirit grant you grace and peace to abide with you throughout this new week. In Jesus' name, amen.